Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a new pile of bones in the Redskins coaching graveyard. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Jay Gruden cast to the side by Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen. The Survivor is what we should dub him. He is Richard Hatch. Bruce Allen's still here. He'll hold court at 1 o'clock today with the media, Danny, just like he did when he hired and fired Mike Shanahan, just like he did when he hired and fired Scott McLuhan. I'll get this right. You guys deserve better. This time, I'm going to hit a home run. Just trust me.
Man, oh, man. It's unbelievable. Because, again, keep in mind, the most important thing, he was given more power this offseason, an endorsement of the job he's done and the job he will do. You don't sign a guy to a contract for what they did. You sign a guy to the contract for what they're about to do for you. What is it that you'd say you do here that's a measure for success? What can we equate it to? Patriots home game. You're in charge of business. You're in charge of the revenue. You're in charge of seats. You're in charge of all that part. Team is 0-5. The best player hates your guts and won't play for you, but you know what the truth is. Your quarterback of the future sounds like, according to reports, the future's distant, not even close to being ready. And Jordan Reed may never play for you again. So other than that, your rudderless, broken, terrible team is 0-5, but you fire that coach, buddy. You get him out of there because that's the problem.
So, look, here's the good news, I guess, for old Dan and Bruce is we're not going to talk much about 33-6 yesterday. We're not going to spend a lot of time on getting embarrassed at home by the Patriots and the single worst home versus road percentage of fans in the stadium that I've ever seen in my life. The Steelers game from Monday Night Football years ago that we talk about was not as bad as yesterday. Walking through the parking lot, finding a Redskins fan was like going to a game on the West Coast and seeing burgundy and gold in the parking lot in San Diego or Oakland or Los Angeles or in some city over the last several years where the Redskins were visiting for the first time in 4 years. It was nuts. But we won't spend a lot of time on that today because the narrative has been spun forward by the Redskins. They have fired their head coach. Now, what Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen would prefer is that we spend a lot of time talking about how Jay Gruden didn't run the ball enough or Jay Gruden wasn't a great play caller. Jay Gruden did something wrong with Dwayne Haskins. I wasn't born yesterday. I don't think Danny was. I ain't taking my eye off the ball.
Here's our discussion. Jay Gruden was just okay. Maybe some might say he's pretty good. Some might say he's pretty bad. Not the problem with the team.
Might be Norville Eugene Gruden. I happen to think he'll go on and have some success somewhere else. If you think I'm crazy, you thought I was crazy when I said it about Kyle Shanahan. He's got a chance for 4-0 tonight. You said I was crazy when I said it about Matt LaFleur.
Well, Sean McVay.
He beat the Packers yesterday 4-1. People liked Sean McVay by the end, but people thought he was an idiot when he was a play caller for a little while.
They were mad he didn't run the ball enough.
All he did was coach a team to a Super Bowl last year. Something's rotten here. Something is spoiled here. This milk doesn't smell very good. Norville, Eugene Turner, the first coach ever under Dan Snyder, fired. Marty Schottenheimer. Supposedly, I've been told, I love this story, I say it all the time, a week into training camp, Dan Snyder told everyone around him, I'm firing Marty Schottenheimer at the end of the year. So 8-3 in their last 11 didn't matter. Fired. Steve Spurrier, pile of bones in the coaching graveyard. Joe Gibbs, you escaped only because Dan Snyder loved you as a kid and wore Redskins footy pajamas when you were winning Super Bowls. So you got to leave on your own. But you didn't coach to the end of your contract. You couldn't survive the whole contract with Dan Snyder.
Yeah, this is too much.
You had to roll out. But the next guy, Jim Zorn, fired. The next
boobery.
Guy, Mike Shanahan, fired. And now Jay Gruden, you fired. Send your applications to 2100-300 Redskins Park Drive in Ashburn, Virginia. I'm sure they'll get a very qualified candidate that wants to take this job. up the band, Tommy. The Redskins are 59, 92, and 1 since Bruce Allen was hired as general manager. They have won 38% of the games that they have played under Bruce Allen. And the only time they ever won double digits was before Bruce Allen was elevated from GM to team president and when Mike Shanahan was still making him look better. 59, 92, and 1. And you expect me to sit here today and talk about Jay Gruden? Uh-uh. Another show, Mike. Not me.
Yeah, you got you basically fixed the clock on the wall of the burning house, right? Your house is burning down. Everything is terrible. No one likes you. Everyone's mad. Apathy has grown to a point that I never thought it would get to as a lifelong Redskins fan, as someone that grew up watching the team, and they're in my blood. I care about them. I wish I didn't. I wish I could quit them. I wish I could just walk away today, but I can't. I'm stuck with them. You fix the wall clock, and you go, we've saved it. We've salvaged it. We got rid of that big, bad wall clock. That thing won't go off at 3 o'clock in the morning anymore. We're good to go now, guys. You boob. You overmatched boob. You suck at your job, sir.
What have you ever accomplished in this league? You have no credentials to fall back on. When someone has a bad couple of years, generally, Bruce Allen's had a bad decade. But when someone has a bad couple of years, you can explain it away by saying, listen, and I have with coaches in the past at times, look at what this guy did in another place. Look at what this guy did somewhere else. Look at Mike Shanahan's track record. Maybe it's not him, or maybe he'll get it right. There is no track record for success with Bruce Allen. In fact, people that work with him, some of whom we have on publicly, Michael Lombardi will be on the show today at 11:30, others that I talk to behind the scenes, all say the same thing. You can't really find advocates that say, yeah, Bruce Allen, excellent at his job. They don't exist. I haven't found them. Maybe they're out there, and I just haven't knocked on the right door.
Well, they're guys that he's employed, that he's given jobs. They're his buddies. It's like the Tampa Bay crew that just rolls up here and hangs out, right? The guys in the business office that were fired before because they weren't good enough, and he brought them all back because Big Bad Brian LaFemina wanted to be honest with the fans, and that lasted 7 months.
3,500. 63 days ago, 35-63, sounds like a Cal Ripken Jr. streak. Bruce Allen fired Jim Zorn, and he put out a press release. He said, the status quo is not acceptable. It was necessary to not waste a moment of time to begin building a winner. How many more moments is Dan Snyder going to give Bruce Allen to try to build this winner? You hired and you fired Shanahan. You hired and you fired McLuhan. You hired, you fired LaFemina. You hired, you fired Jay Gruden. I won't even get into the catastrophe at quarterback with Kirk Cousins. The debacle that is inexplicably at 0-5. You know what I'd like to do, honestly?
What's up?
I mean, any one of these ridiculous things that they've done could be four-hour shows. I could do 4 hours today with you, Danny, screaming about the fact that Trent Williams is still on this roster. He hates you. He doesn't want to play for this team. You refuse to trade this asset and recoup draft picks. For what reason? You are 0-5.
Remember when they wouldn't trade Kirk Cousins to San Francisco because they didn't want Kyle Shanahan to get his guy?
What don't you get? Think about this.
What are we doing?
It's very similar to that. But this is a guy that can't get the hint that the girl doesn't want to be with you. And like you just keep showing up? Go away.
I got
away.
Your roses. They smell terrific.
Did you get my chocolates? I sent them over. Someone should have delivered them to your desk. Go away, guy. Trent Williams should have been traded weeks ago.
Let's say Trent Williams liked you. Let's say Trent Williams was playing. He still should have been traded, by the way, for this team that needs to rebuild. I mean, they are such a disaster, and they want us to focus on the Jay Gruden part. But by the way, the guy that picked Jay Gruden, the guy that picked Scott McLuhan, the guy that picked all these guys, still here, better office, better, more larger nameplate for the title.
I cannot wait for 1 o'clock in the Bruce Allen press conference.
Must
we'll have
listen.
It live here on The Fan. I will tell you, I love being in studio, right? Doing this show is a lot of fun. Today is the kind of day, though, where I'm borderline devastated. I miss being out there on days like today.
Days like today
are what it is all about.
Every once in a while, you got to take the dog off the leash
and
let him hunt out in the wild. Today's that day. You have been in the yard.
Yes.
You've done your business in the yard for a while. There's still some animal instinct in my pal Grant Paulson.
The dogs, that's a great way to put it.
I wish we could set you free today to roam on the plane and come back with something in your mouth like a trophy. That's what I want.
Today is the day. I texted CK. I'm like, is there any way I could do the show from Ashburn?
Get some flesh, buddy?
Can I do the show from a sports bar close enough that I could drive over? I just need to be there for this Bruce Allen press conference. Now, it didn't work out. And we've got a very good crew, including Craig Hoffman, who are going to be on site, and we'll kick it. But 1 o'clock, Bruce Allen. You know what I want you to do, Tommy, if you can remember? And if you don't, it doesn't. Nothing matters, so don't worry. I mean, literally nothing matters on the planet. When we come in the 1 o'clock segment for Bruce Allen, I want you to play whatever that terrible song is that goes, I'm a survivor. I want you to play that coming in at 1
o'clock. Little Beyonce?
Right before Bruce Allen's press conference. If he walks up to the mic and says, yeah, listen, guys, bad news. Dan's letting me go as well, so I just wanted to say thanks for the memories. That's the only way this should... Yeah, game ball, right?
Yeah, you get a game ball for that.
That's the way this should end. But it's not going to.
I'm overmatched, and I'm retiring. Nothing that I'm supposed to have been doing has happened.
Dan told me last night he'd never fire me, and I'm just making the right call for everybody here. So, tell you what, if you need any interviews, I'll be doing them. Grant and Danny, I'm calling in tomorrow. Thanks for everything, guys.
You know where I'll be? I'll be at the new stadium that I got secured.
Right,
look for me there.
See me at the RFK site. We're breaking ground tomorrow.
There's already a park built there, by the way. It's just not happening, bro.
Can you imagine? Bruce Allen names his buddy, his best buddy, Bill Callahan, the interim head coach today. Everything's fine. That jerk Jay is gone. But you look, by the way, I hate doing like the reactionary pat ourselves on the back bit. We telegraphed this like a first 15 script that went to plan. Jay was a fall guy this year.
Yeah, here's your scapegoat.
They pretended all offseason like they were close. They said as much. Helen Keller could see they weren't. They were nowhere near winning football games. They had a 5-11 roster. They drafted with their first pick a quarterback who couldn't play this year.
He is a project that does not help them this year.
And your head coach, set up to fail, fails. Now, this is not about defending Jay Gruden. This is just is what it is. In 2017, Kirk Cousins was the problem. He was the big bad wolf blowing the house down.
Mm-hmm.
In 2018, it was Brian LaFamina, that jerk who's got all these ideas that aren't working, and he's the problem. 2019, well, Jay Gruden's the reason why we can't win.
We can't get over the hump.
I'm telling you right now, Dwayne Haskins, watch your back, buddy. 2020, if you don't play well, you're going to be the problem. You'll be the guy just thrown into the wood chipper. Grant and Danny on the Fan, we can open up the phones for you at 800-636-1067. We don't really have a rundown today. The plan is this. It's going to be a lot of Bruce and a lot of Redskins. We've got to fit as much Nats in as we can because they play a game four with their season on the line tonight. Max Scherzer's pitching. We'll talk to Clinton Portis at 11. Michael Lombardi will go ham sandwich at 11:30. Joe Theismann's on the show. A bunch of national people talking Bruce Allen. So this is going to be appointment radio for 4 hours. Saddle up. It's going to be fun. G&D on the Fan. Bruce Allen at 1. Guys, I'm Grant. I want to tell you about Fauquier County, 4 miles west. Washington, D.C. You drive 40 miles outside the city, and you get to those beautiful wineries and breweries, and you take that breath of fresh air. In fact, I might tell Jay Gruden today, get on out to Fauquier County, the perfect getaway. Take the wife, have a little overnight, spend some time, go to the breweries, go to the wineries, maybe do some apple picking. It's the perfect way to get out of this city where you can actually see the stars and enjoy yourself with a breath of that fresh Fauquier County air. Go to visitfauquier.com. If you are like me, you're tired of the rat race in the city, go on out to Fauquier and enjoy yourself.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
when he got in for his prep work, film study, all the things he's doing to get ready for players coming in. So he gets into the office, and at that point they tell him, you're gone. And he says, thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity, and he leaves.
Got a nice start to his day. He's free.
Do you think he goes directly to, like, Burger King and just gets, like, some food in the drive-thru and sits there and eats it? Or do you go to IHOP? Like, what do you – you don't go back and get in bed. Where are you going?
That's exactly what I would do, is I would say, my work here is done. I'm going to sleep in for the first time in years, probably.
I would stop and get – I'm a Burger King breakfast guy.
Yeah.
There are other good breakfasts. Chick-fil-A is a good
Plenty
breakfast.
Of good breakfast out there.
But if I was Grant Gruden, I'd say, listen, guys, thanks a lot. You can kick all the rocks. Appreciate you. And I would walk out. I would get in my car, which is probably like an Audi that someone gave me because I work for the team. Maybe they take my car. I don't know. Then I get an Uber, and I get an Uber straight to Burger King, and I eat all those little hash browns that are little
like tot brown things,
quarter-sized tots, whatever those are.
Just little shooters.
I get like three of those. I eat those. Then I eat like two croissants that are sausage, egg, and cheese, and bacon, egg, and cheese. I eat those, and then I go home. And I probably, like, lay on my couch and take my shirt off and just lay there for a while. That's probably what I would
do. Not a bad day. I'm going to bed, and I'll sleep as long as I feel like it. Whenever I wake up, I'll say, honey, where do you want to go? We got 2 years and millions. Where do you want to go?
We got a year and a half and another $6 million coming our way.
Spin the globe. Put your finger on it. You don't like that spot? Spin that sumbitch again. Let's go somewhere nice. Let's go somewhere tropical. You know, our money goes a long way in Greece. There's a nice beach there. Let's spend 2 months on a beach.
What do you say we go watch the horses and play some hands at Saratoga, huh? He's going to have himself a little vacation. The Jay Gruden experience has ended in year six. 800-636-1067 is the number if you'd like to give us a call. This is why, though, for me, this should have been done before the season. Or let me restate this. One of two things should have happened this offseason. The first, you don't draft Dwayne Haskins if you're going to potentially fire Jay Gruden a handful of games in.
Mm-hmm.
Or second, if you've made up your mind as a football scout because your son went to high school with Dwayne Haskins, that you have to have him. You like that he threw 50 touchdowns in an offense that every quarterback thrives in. And you really need to get your talons into Dwayne Haskins because one time your son had a math class with him at Bullis High School. If that's the case, Dan Snyder, then you got to fire Jay Gruden first and hire a coach who tells you in those interviews, I like Dwayne Haskins a lot. I want to work with Dwayne Haskins. I'm going to get the best out of Dwayne Haskins. Because the best way to ensure that your quarterback is screwed early in his career, and the best way to make sure that a guy's not going to be good for a few years and you really stunt his development properly, is to hire a quarterback with a coach you've already now inherit to learn his playbook, who's on borrowed time. And then you fire that guy after five games to make sure that that quarterback has to, in the span of 2 years, learn two offenses. That's a great way to make sure you get as little out of your prospect as possible.
Yeah, surround him with no talent and make sure you got to learn a second system before, you know, your second anniversary in the league. Not setting people up for success. That is the Redskins staple. That, to me, the overarching theme of Dan Snyder's ownership is twofold. One, an absolute galling, shocking, impossible to believe lack of self-awareness. Their inability to self-scout, to be self-aware, is unbelievable in this day and age. With all the information that everybody else seems to have, it somehow doesn't get to them or they don't care. And then the second part is not setting up people for success, right? You empower somebody and that lasts for an hour. The next thing you know, you're undercutting them. They can't help themselves. The two of those guys cannot help themselves. Vinny Serrato, an overmatched boob who should never have been in the position he was in, better record than Bruce Allen. Tells you all you need to know. Tells you all you need to know. This is just a socially acceptable Vinny. Probably worse than Vinny in a lot of ways.
If you're a Redskins fan and you're not listening today, you're missing out. This is, I think it'll be cathartic and therapeutic perhaps. But they have made a coaching change. And Bill Callahan, who wants to run the ball more,
this goes solve it,
is going to be the head coach. Forget that you can't run the ball. Forget that every first and 10 turns into a 2-yard pushing match and puts you behind the sticks. Bill Callahan's here to run the football.
Got some Mesozoic era football. You understand? It's pterodactyls, it's dinosaurs, it's triceratops, it's downhill.
The only thing better than that, Bill Callahan, because he's the closest guy to Bruce, gets appointed the head coaching gig.
Callahan Auto Parts.
Is that he's going to be 1-0 after this weekend.
Maybe. Not so fast.
They're
maybe
not losing to the Dolphins.
They could.
I don't see it.
I would bet on them, but I'm saying it's not out of the realm.
And here's what I really can't wait for.
What do you got?
It'll be our first Victory Monday, by the way, since last December.
Oh, we're going to celebrate that one.
It'll be the second Victory Monday on this show if they beat the Dolphins in 14 games, I think.
Yeah.
And when they beat
cool
the Dolphins,
gang. You get loose.
We will. I promise you. Put it in the book right now. We'll get calls from people going, I told you so. They had to run the ball, and Jay didn't want to do it. Because they beat the Dolphins.
Big part of me wants them to lose for that reason. I'm not saying I want them to lose.
No, don't do that.
There's a part of me that wants to make sure that call doesn't come.
Well, here's the deal. After that Dolphins game,
they don't establish the run.
They don't get to play the Dolphins again. So you're going to get your chance to see them again not playing the Dolphins. You only get Miami once on the schedule.
Mm.
Not in the AFC East. Not everybody can be New England. Which, by the way, the Patriots were in town yesterday. Did you hear?
I saw.
You did see.
I saw a lot of Patriots fans. Very comfortable.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That was ridiculous. That was pretty amazing. That felt like a home game. And right from the time that we got to the hotel yesterday afternoon till we ran in after the game, that was pretty sweet. So we appreciate all the support down here. And good to come down here and get a win in front of them.
Thanks for coming, Tom. We enjoyed having you.
Appreciate you stopping by, big guy.
It was nice to see you again.
Did you like the table setting we had set out for you? The appetizers were on us. Did you like it?
Oh, boy. Hopefully you'll be back soon. Really neat to rub elbows with you.
By the way, you'll still be playing in 8 years. Come on down and get right with us. What's wrong with the Patriots offense? Nothing on Sunday.
I have a buddy who is a Patriots fan. I bumped into at the Nats game last night. And he goes, I was a little worried for a few minutes there.
And my response was, were you?
Were you worried? Which part worried you? The Steven Sims touchdown run, the 65-yarder with the worst tackling ever, or all the plays after where they didn't do anything?
We're going to have to look at that on film, the tackling, bad tackling.
After that touchdown, that fluke touchdown, which, by the way, was a lot of fun.
That's two of their, four touchdowns this year have been everyone thought the play was over, and then big, right, long touchdown runs, Vernon Davis hurdling people, Steven Sims, Steven Bickle, if I can say that. Congratulations, Derek Bickle.
Congrats,
on your huge touchdown, man.
9 punts and 2 turnovers after that.
Yay.
Clinton Portis at 11, Michael Lombardi at 11:30. If you've never heard him on the show, he'll be good. He spits fire. Joe Theismann at noon, part of the rundown moving forward on Grant and Danny. Ed Werder just tweeted, in a recent conversation with someone who knows Dan Snyder well and is aware of his thoughts on potential new Redskins head coaches, here's the list of candidates that he says are most likely for the Redskins to at least begin seeking discussions with. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin. Now, Tomlin would have to be available, obviously. Bucks defensive coordinator Todd Bowles, who's extremely available. And Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. Bieniemy is considered one of the up-and-comers and should have gotten more interviews, in my opinion, last year. I think he's sharp. If you worked with Andy Reid for a while, you should probably get interviews and you're going to be a head coach, see Doug Peterson.
That's what I want.
However, it feels like Todd Bowles would be the front runner, not even on this list, but in fact, unrelated to the Reuter report, last week I said, if I had to guess, Todd Bowles makes sense to me. Why? Very simply, it's on brand. The Redskins sell nostalgia. Todd Bowles played here. There are fans that would be excited by that, just like they're excited that Doug Williams has a fake front office job. And maybe you bring Joe Jacoby back to coach the offensive line. Their best bullet is to continue to talk about 1989. To continue to talk about when I was in diapers and they beat the Broncos that time with 4 touchdowns in the second quarter.
Oh, yeah, it was a great day.
So if that means Todd Bowles is your head coach, then that's what they're going to do. Now, they're going to swing for the fences. They have to. The fan base is eroding. They should call Lincoln Riley. They should call and get a meeting with Dabo Swinney. They should talk to Ryan Day from Ohio State, who coached Dwayne Haskins. Urban Meyer is probably going to be on their dream list. But there's a lot of dudes that I just named that make a lot of money that are pretty comfortable where they are.
Yeah, could you imagine a smart college coach who's got all the authority, all the power? He's the gatekeeper. He's a bigger figure on campus than the athletic director, right? The boosters like you. You're winning games. Everybody wants to come see you. You are the king. Could you imagine going, I'm going to give that up and go there. Go to that place where you mentioned, I got to step over carcasses just to get to the office. No, thank you.
What I would do is hire a young offensive mind who can out X and O people, like you did, frankly, with Jay Gruden. Your offense at times was really good under Gruden, particularly early on. But you know, Kellen Moore from the Cowboys should get an interview. Byron Leftwich, who's an offensive coordinator in this league now, calling plays in Tampa Bay, should get an interview. Eric Bieniemy, Kansas City, should get an interview. Those are the type of guys you need to be interviewing and talking to and trying to lure here. Maybe they'll go with an old school.
Smart offensive minds.
Strong jaw defensive guy.
Yeah, I was going to say smart offensive minds that have studied under established masters. So Bruce Arians, give me that tree. Give me Andy Reid's tree. I am all in favor of that. But again, that's window dressing, honestly. The core is rotten. The house is already burned down. We're talking about, you know, reupholstering one comfortable chair with the head coach. Whoever comes here will have no chance at success unless they absolutely 100% change their act. And we've got, you know, what is it, 16 years? What are we on now? You're 20, 21 years of sample that says that ain't happening.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.
You know who's got a fun offense that I think the Redskins could learn from?
Who's that?
Carolina Panthers. You know who they should bring in?
Norv Turner. I'm all right with Norville Eugene.
Would he be considered a hothead coaching candidate at this point?
Hothead?
Yeah.
Oh, a hothead coaching candidate.
Like a hot head coaching candidate. Not a hothead.
I was at Nats Park late last night, so I thought you were saying like he gets angry at
people. He gets so mad. Could you imagine Norv Turner mad? I'm just really ticked off. You can't fault the effort. Those pressers, man.
Let's go to Peter in Vienna. Hello, Pete.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Lovely.
All right. Well, I love you guys. I love the Junkies. This is the last segment I listened to about the Redskins. If they left town, I'd be fine. I got the Nats through September. I got the Caps from October on. And maybe in a couple of years, I'll have the Wizards to look at. So I am simply done with the Redskins. Full stop.
Really?
Don't care who they hire.
Can I ask you a couple questions about this? I'm fascinated. When you say you're done, like, did you watch the game yesterday? Had you still been kind of following them? And what does done mean exactly? How out are you?
I watched the game yesterday with my wife, and we laughed ourselves silly, which was great. And I have, you know, my wife's got some gear. I got rid of my gear a little while ago, but my wife has some gear. We won't be getting any more of that. Won't be taking my kid to any games in the future. It's been a couple of years, but certainly won't be doing that. And to be honest with you, and I do love you guys, I'm not going to listen to you guys talk about the Redskins anymore because I don't care. Doesn't make me feel good. Not a good story for DC sports.
That stings the nostrils.
It hurts a little bit.
It does. It hurts.
Down.
And look.
We try to make it fun.
This is why people are wrong when they say we like when the team is bad. No, we don't. Today's show's going to be good. We're going to have some funny jokes. You're going to laugh in your car a little bit. Everyone's going to get right for about 3.5 hours or so. Bruce is going to come on at 1. That's going to be a disaster. Maybe we can have a 3-year segment afterwards that we play some clips and some Deep J Khaled from. But understand people stop listening. Now, the good news is the Capitals are good, and the Nationals play a game 4 tonight with Max Scherzer on the hill to save their season. And maybe they win, and they win the division series, and they move on, and we stay afloat as the number one show on in this time slot. That would be great. But what's more likely is you stop listening because the Redskins carry the town, and our numbers get worse, and it's worse for everyone.
Yeah, apathy's bad for everybody.
Here's what we want. Success. Teams to win. When teams win, you want to listen. When teams lose, for a little while, you get angry. And after you get angry and you stop caring, it's bad for everyone.
You Mike Tyson's punch out.
Clinton Portis at 11, Michael Lombardi at 11:30. Your calls on Jay Gruden's firing, 800-636-1067.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Ian Rappaport is an NFL Network insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet. He joins us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, the breaking news in the NFL today. Right here in the nation's capital, Jay Gruden has been fired. Dan Snyder and the survivor with a tumultuous track record, Bruce Allen, makes the decision. He hires his buddy Bill Callahan as the interim head coach. He'll have a press conference that should be a doozy at 1 o'clock today. Ian Rappaport is with us. Ian, what can you tell us about how this decision came about, why now with Jay Gruden, and when the decision was actually made?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it was basically made last night around, I don't know, a couple hours after the game, 6, 7, 8 o'clock, something like that. Basically, whenever Gruden got the call to basically come into the office and receive his word that he was being fired. And, like, you guys know, but I don't think it was just a surprise. I think Jay Gruden has probably been expecting this for some time. I think he is probably pretty relieved right now. It was a difficult situation. You know, having to take the field without a lot of your good players, with a lot of money on the bench, with a first-round quarterback that, you know, was not in a position to start right now. I mean, there was a lot wrong with the Redskins, and Gruden was sort of bearing all of it. And, you know, I think he's probably in a pretty decent place right now. As far as the decision why, I mean, it was just, you know, I didn't get the sense that Dan Snyder or Bruce Allen wanted to do this. The original plan was to kind of stick it out. Gruden wasn't going to fire coaches. They knew that. But, you know, you go 0-5, you lose enough, it gets ugly enough, you have Patriots fans invade your stadium like that. You know, it's basically like there is no choice but to make the move and just kind of start 2020 already.
What's next, do you think? I mean, how do you see the search going? They get a head start now. What types of candidates make sense for them?
Yeah, they do get a head start. And, you know, that's the other thing is, like, if they wanted to contact, you know, people who have coached with some of their targets, if they want to do background work, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that teams who are going to fire their coach do before they fire them. Sometimes they get busted and people find out about it and it's very bad. At the very least, the Redskins can do all that now without being jerks, which is nice. So they can sort of begin the process of fact-checking and background work and vetting candidates and all that. I would expect at least a hard look at young and innovative. Someone to kind of take this offense in a new direction. Someone to take advantage of Dwayne Haskins' talents. Someone to come in and be creative. I expect Kevin O'Connell to get some real consideration. He's not the interim, but he is going to run the offense as it will be his offense now. We saw this model work with the Browns last year and Freddie Kitchens, so I would definitely keep an eye on Kevin O'Connell. Otherwise than that, I mean, they're going to do a full search, and we'll see how it ends up.
Ian Rappaport with us here on Grant and Danny. Ian, my big problem is the lack of organizational symmetry, cohesion, whatever you want to work it here. And let's say Jay Gruden wasn't the right guy. That's fine. How can you let him coach for five games? He shouldn't have been brought back to work with a rookie quarterback who then has to start over. If he wasn't the right guy, You should have known that before these five games and maybe not drafted Dwayne Haskins, or if you are going to draft Dwayne Haskins, the guy that's going to be there to nurture him really needs to be in place, and it seems like they didn't consider anything like that.
Well, you know, there was definitely a disconnect between the coaching staff and the front office, and I don't want to pretend that it didn't exist, so I'm not glossing over it. I mean, it is clear that Jay Gruden was not the biggest fan of Dwayne Haskins. Haskins also didn't help Gruden. You know, like, this is, I think, the main – it's not that he didn't like Haskins as a prospect. I think at some point, if Gruden had remained the coach in perpetuity, Haskins would have been his quarterback. It's just he didn't help him right now. The Redskins needed someone to help – the Gruden needed someone to help him win now to keep his job. Haskins was a long-term answer. That didn't help. So that's kind of where the disconnect for me came, was Haskins was the guy to take them into the future. Gruden needed to win now, and those things don't mesh. As far as why they didn't fire him after last year, you know, I understand why they didn't fire him. They've had injuries. I mean, the quarterback goes down. You know, everyone forgets Alex Smith now, but, like, you know, you lose not only your starting quarterback, but all the money you have invested in him, more than $20 million dollars last year and this year. I mean, that is brutal. But, you know, they were in a decent place as an organization when Alex Smith was their quarterback. I completely get bringing him back. But then this year, the performance, the coaching staff, obviously was not good enough. And if you're not going to go into the future with Jay Gruden, you should just fire him so you can move on, he can move on, and everyone can just go about their lives.
At Rapsheet on Twitter, Ian, how do you think that Gruden's handling, good or bad, of Dwayne Haskins contributed to his firing?
No, I think his not winning any games contributed the most, which, I mean, I know is like a stupid, obvious answer, but, you know, if Haskins isn't ready, like, I talked to many people in the organization, as I know you guys do. I had nobody tell me we need to get Haskins on the field. And I know I saw there was like all these reports about, like, you know, some people want Haskins to play, some don't. I literally didn't talk to anyone who said Haskins needs to play, Gruden's doing it wrong, we got to get him on the field. I didn't. I think everybody was in agreement that Haskins needs to sit and learn and is not ready. I just think, you know, Case Keenum, that trade, it didn't work. Bringing Cole McCoy and Cole was fine, was not the answer. Haskins, obviously, at this point, hasn't been the answer either. I think the only answer, really, was probably Alex Smith, who we'll see if he ends up playing football again, but obviously wasn't going to play this year.
Bruce Allen hired and fired Jay Gruden. Before that, he hired and fired Mike Shanahan. He also hired and fired Scott McLuhan. He also hired and fired Brian LaFamina. Nationally, people don't care about that, but they've had 40 people leave the organization. I mean, his track record is he's 59-92-1 running this organization.
Yeah.
And they've had more disasters and embarrassments under him than they had before he got here, which is saying a lot. How on earth does he get to keep his job? And why would he be the guy to hire another coach?
God bless America. It's great. I mean, you gotta respect it, right? I mean, I know... I'm sorry. Like, I know.
Don't be. That's great.
I know you want to, like, criticize him. I get it. You got to respect it on some level, right? I mean, this what he's done is has been amazing. I think he deserves a lot of credit. And I can't wait for this press conference today.
Well, just to clarify, because it's a hilarious answer, but credit for what? Just keeping his job,
surviving,
oh,
right?
Yeah. It's an American success story. And I think it's incredible.
that's perfect.
Yeah, I'm without speech. That knocked me off. Yeah. Ian, I appreciate it, dude. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there's Ian Rapoport. That's one way to end that interview.
I have no response.
It's an American success story. Wow. At Rapsheet on Twitter, NFL Media, NFL Network. Clinton Portis and Michael Lombardi going to join us next hour. We'll be weaving in and out of your calls as well. Jay Gruden is out. Bruce Allen's press conference today can be heard right here at 1 p.m. on Grant and Danny.
There's no offseason at the St. James, the DMV's hottest destination for sports, wellness, and active entertainment. The St. James is a sports utopia. There's something for everyone. So you're like me, right? I'm a 40-year-old doughy zilch. I want to get in better shape. You know where I should go? St. James Premium Health Club offers top-of-the-line equipment and weights and dedicated personal trainers to help you achieve your body goals. Every new member, in fact, gets two complimentary health assessments with a personal trainer. Oh, but wait, I have no time to work out because I got kids. I'm a parent. I got to shuttle people all around. All these activities. Aha, aha. Bring them to the St. James. Older kids, plenty of stuff to do there for them. You got competitive sports leagues. You got great facilities for kids to work out. Plus, that active entertainment center. Climbing and bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games, a ropes course, and a massive water park. Perfect place to host a birthday party. For younger kids, they got daycare services. Bring the whole family to the St. James. With so much under one roof, you got to see it to believe it. Visit thestjames.com to learn more. Schedule a tour. That's stjames.com. St. James. You're back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.